Mayor Eric Adams says New York City out of room. Literally while giving free hotel rooms to border crossers. By John Binder on January 2, 2024. Mayor Eric Adams, D., says New York City is out of room. Literally with the arrival of more than 160,000 border crossers and illegal aliens since the spring of 2022. At the same time, though, Adams' administration continues giving free hotel rooms to new arrivals. In an interview with Fox 5 NY's Rosanna Scotto, Adams warned again that border crossers and illegal aliens will soon be sleeping on the city streets if the rate of illegal immigration under President Joe Biden continues. "We're not just saying we're out of room as a soundbite, we're out of room, literally," Adams said. "People are going to be eventually sleeping on the streets." Adams also claimed that there is nothing he can do to revoke New York City's sanctuary policy, which shields illegal aliens from being turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. "We cannot by law tell someone if they come into the city, you can't come into the city," Adams said. "We can't even turn them over to ICE. The law states that we cannot notify ICE. I cannot break the law and enforce the law." Scotto pressed Adams as to why his administration has continued funneling billions to border crossers and illegal aliens via free hotel rooms, food, city-run shelters, free cell phones, and other services, if the city is at a breaking point. For instance, the iconic Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown Manhattan has been transformed into a migrant camp where more than 70,000 have passed through its luxe lobby before moving out to other hotels and shelters. Adams suggested that New York City is being inundated and that, as a result, city services for border crossers and illegal aliens will be cut down to food, shelter, clothing, and that's it. Days ago, Adams said New Yorkers can soon expect to see their quality of life downgraded tremendously because of budget cuts that are being imposed to pay for border crossers and illegal aliens. Every day, the Biden administration releases about 5,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior, many ending up in New York City, where they can work off the books, receive protection from the city's sanctuary policy, and enjoy free housing for some time, paid for by local taxpayers. Watch, NYC Mayor Eric Adams, migrant crisis will destroy New York City. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.